You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
If the blood-thinning drug Xarelto caused you serious bleeding problems, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Gurren Wilhelm back with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Hopefully nobody listening has had serious bleeding problems. But if they have, Elk and Elk will help you out.
They will.
There you go. Matt, this wide receiving group I think is going to be one of the more interesting position battles to make this team. I think it's actually – people say the Browns don't have great receivers – but it's going to be a tough spot to make the team. Dwayne Bowe, Brian Hartline, Andrew Hawkins will be with us momentarily. Taylor Gabriel, Vince Mailey, who, by the way, looks real good running around there in this rookie camp right
yes.
now. That's five.
Right.
You think they're going to keep six maybe at most.
Sure.
So you've got Marlon Moore, who would be primarily a special teams guy, one of the best gunners in the league. You have Travis Benjamin, who could be your punt returner and also a vertical threat as a receiver. You got Rodney Smith, who's the most different in terms of body type at 6'5", and has had a very good offseason. And then you got the wild card. You got Terrell Pryor. Terrell Pryor, 6'6", runs quickly, trying to make that transition. I am so interested to see what he does in this camp.
Me too. And as I mentioned earlier on the Really Big Show, I think this is a wide receiver group because you have so many of those personalities. They're all going to play a specific role in this John DeFilippo offense that I don't think there's going to be a bell cow type of receiver. I would say not one receiver is going to have more receptions than 60, if I had to guess.
Okay.
So that means four guys, in my eyes, you look at Bowe, Hartline, Gabriel, Hawkins will be in that 30 to 55 range. All actively participating, all doing one thing better than the other. You know, Hawkins, you know, working, you know, now that he's able to go back to his normal spot, they're working against nickel corners and safeties, whether it's maybe an outside linebacker as well. He'll be great at that. Gabriel, I think, will continue to do what he did last year, those big chunk plays. As he's been uncoverable this offseason so far, he'll probably continue that as well. And, you know, Hartline and Bowe will help stabilize the possession type of receiver that we needed, that Miles Austin kind of played last year for us.
And at this time, it is our esteemed pleasure to welcome into the Dog Bowl the Browns' leading receiver from 2014 when he hauled in 63 catches for 825 yards and a couple of touchdowns, as well as his son Austin here in studio in the Dog Bowl. Maria Hawk, how are you, man?
I'm good, Nate. How you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Welcome back. Austin, appreciate how you doing it. Over there, buddy?
Good.
Thank you
like
for being
headphones.
With us. I like. Yeah, he's all set up. He's ready
to himself,
go.
Man, he's true to himself.
So how are you feeling, man? Now you're getting ready to get back in here, get to work. Is this an exciting time of year for you?
It is exciting time, man. I mean, you know, as a competitor, you like to be out there and, you know, when the bullets are flying and playing games. And every year, every football player starts itching it around this time of year. So we're excited to get going again.
Did you have a good vacation? You had some good time off there? Do anything fun?
I did. I mean, I was here in Cleveland. I just worked out, hung out with him, hung out with his little sisters, two twin girls, 3 months old. So daddy daycare was in full effect.
That's right. I'm going to say, it probably wasn't much of a vacation, though.
Yeah, but it was great working out, so there you go.
So, Hawk, coming off your career year last year, what was the one thing that you identified as that needs to be focused on, that you need to improve on to continue and have an even better year this year?
I think just the chemistry. You know, not only from my standpoint, I think the receivers, I think we did a good job gelling as the season went on. And as an offense, I think we had a great spring this year with Josh. He's a leader. He knows the offense, and he's just like a player's guy, man. I mean, guys are really rallying around him. So, you know, him and Johnny have been working their butts off. And like I said, when you have quarterbacks like that are in it as much as they are, then it kind of makes it easy on us. So we just got to do our part to kind of fill in the blanks.
It's kind of a new room. You've got a lot of new faces in there. Brian Hartline, mm-hmm. Dwayne Bowe, who've been around the league, and you draft Vince Mailey, who we're finally going to get to see now.
Yeah.
What's kind of the biggest difference for you in that wide receiver room, and how good can this group be?
It's like, you know, last year everyone counted us kind of as a young receiving core. This year is a lot of big veteran presence. So you got guys like Brian who have, you know, had incredible seasons in this league. Dwayne Bowe, who has been a mainstay in the NFL. And, you know, you got, you know, Travis is a year older. Taylor Gabriel's a year older. You know, you got Marlon Moore. You got, you know, mainly young guys that are coming in competing, man. So I think we really have all aspects of it in that room. Now it's just our job to kind of, you know, go out there and prove what we know we can do.
You've mentioned Josh McCown, but for those fans out there listening, just talk about What was it about him this spring that sets him apart, and why he has kind of sought out that starting role and has kind of pulled away from Johnny Manziel to be the guy that at least will, as it looks at right now, will open the season as a starter working with you guys in the wide receiver room?
Well, I mean, experience isn't a talent. You know what I mean? There's no fast track to experience, you know, and Josh has been in this league a very long time, and he knows a lot of football, you know, and from a receiver standpoint, he'll be telling me, you know, hey, you put this foot up first and plan off this foot this way. You know, he's not even a receiver, but that comes with the amount of football he's played in the NFL and the amount of guys he's been able to play with and work with. And like I said, man, you know, when you listen to Josh, you got to have to be a sponge. And Johnny's the same way. So Johnny's learning from Josh the same way we are, and Josh is helping Johnny. And like I said, man, Johnny's an incredible quarterback in his own right, and I think, you know, Josh being around has just been a plus for everybody.
It does seem like it's been a good thing, and you talked about his leadership right when you sat down. A lot of people have talked about that, and also the collaboration he's shown with Johnny, which might be a very positive thing for Johnny Manziel entering into his second season. Talk about this offense. What's it like working with John DeFilippo, and what would you say are the things about this offense that have you so excited?
The thing about this offense from a receiver standpoint is he kind of lets us do our thing, lets us work. You know, it's detailed, but at the same time, he gives you the leeway to use your abilities, whatever they may be. You know, you got guys like Dwayne who are big guys. You know, guys like me and Gabriel who are shifty, quick guys, fast guys, and Taylor, big guys, and Vince. You know, but the offense with all of us gives us the opportunity and enough leeway for us to use whatever gifts we have to our advantage. And that's the part I'm most excited about.
Hawk, the signing of Hartline and Bo, both being outside wide receivers, will increase the ability for you to go back inside and work where you're most accustomed to working. Do you think that you'll be very comfortable there, but also the experience that you had being a number one wide receiver and being able to play all three positions for this offense will help you and the scheme in general?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you add good receivers that anytime it's going to be a load off of everybody else. And like I said, we're going to go as the least guy in the room goes. So when you raise the floor a little bit, then I think it helps everybody. Like I said, I feel comfortable anywhere. You know, I want to be a guy that they can count on any part of the field, and that's what I'm working towards. You know, I have a little work to do, but you know, I'm very confident in my abilities.
And you guys have had success. It was a good offseason, I thought, for the offense, especially picking up at the end of mini camp before you guys took this summer break. But you get to go against one of the best secondaries in the NFL on a daily basis. Tremont Williams is a new addition to that secondary. What have your impressions been of him?
Tremont is a seasoned vet, man. Like I said, another thing you can't coach experience. And, you know, the thing about the NFL is guys come in and you're at your physical peak at 21, 22, 23 years old. But once you get the big bucks when the experience comes along. And these are guys, you know, a guy like Tremont who has the ability and the experience, man, you can't teach that.
And you also get to see Justin Gilbert now in his second year, Pierre Desir, Kaywan Williams. How are those three developing? Specifically, we'll focus on Gilbert since there's going to be a lot of scrutiny on him coming off of that rookie season.
I think he had a great spring, man. Obviously, some things didn't go the way he'd like in the fall, you know, but you can't get to the second step without getting to the first step, and I think he took a great first step in spring.
Hawk, just my last question for you is, what is your personal goal for the upcoming season?
Win football games. Personal goal.
I like it. Good.
Period.
Win. That's what this team wants. It's what this city wants. Now you're here with the star from Instagram, your son Austin. Yeah, he's in the house. Austin, how are you doing? What's your favorite thing to watch your daddy do on the football field? Catch touchdowns.
Good answer.
Win games. He's not.
He's not a yes.
Yes.
Yeah. He's
not.
He's still working on his.
He's getting ready. He's
his public appearance, you know, skills. But he'll get there. He'll get there.
So you brought him in today. What's the occasion that he's here with you in Berea?
Well, it's take your son to work day, and we don't get that here in the NFL. So I figure, you know, we bring him in, we show him the ropes, get him ready for when it's his turn to be sitting here with you 25 years from now, talking Browns football and all the Super Bowls that his daddy helped him win. You know, so we're just trying to show him the ropes a little bit.
Showing the ropes. All right, final one for me back about with the Browns here. You came in last year as your first season here, and I don't know if you knew what to expect with the Browns. You'd come from Cincinnati, perennial playoff team. How do you feel that the culture has changed from last year to this year, if it has changed at all, and are you more optimistic this year than you were a year ago?
You know, I was optimistic last year, but at the same time, like you said, I was new, so I didn't know what to expect. I was pleasantly surprised by the character of guys in the locker room. Now, like I said, I mean, you're living up under a rock if you haven't seen the headlines and put on the Cleveland Browns, but it's not the truth.
There he is, Austin. Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, we have so many great guys in our locker room that work their butts off, you know, do the right thing. And I think even last year when we went on our streak of early success, that was the reason why. And I'm very confident that's going to carry over into this season.
What if you had one word to describe Mike Pettine as a coach? What would it be?
Business.
Right. Good. Period. Good. And it's time to get back to business. We thank you for taking time. We know you don't have to be here till Wednesday, so we appreciate you coming in, spending time with us, and looking forward to seeing another great season from you and winning, which is your personal goal for this team. We all want that for the Browns. Austin, thanks for coming in, buddy. Yeah, the man. Andrew Hawkins, Browns leading receiver from a year ago. Our guest just now on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When we return, we're going to get into the one word to describe your feelings about this Browns team as training camp starts. I'll tell you what, after that interview, optimistic has to be one of them. Back with more. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford's Gern Wilhelm, ESPN 850 WKNR.